Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region tonight, clear skies are expected. Temperatures are cooling down in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant evening. Elsewhere, Haifa enjoys a mild night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, YNET reports that the IDF has struck Gaza for the second consecutive day. This follows a signal from Washington, allowing Prime Minister Netanyahu some flexibility ahead of the elections. Also, Israel Hayom notes that bereaved families have urged Netanyahu to act decisively. They demand a stronger stance against Hamas from the government. Also this hour, according to Walla, IDF forces have captured the Ali Tahar Ridge in southern Lebanon. This area is crucial for controlling Hezbollah movements. Separately, JNS reports that parents of Malki Roth have filed a lawsuit against a Sparrow terrorist. This is 25 years after the tragic Jerusalem attack. And finally, I-24 News states that Defense Minister Katz has ordered the IDF to prepare for extended deployments in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza security zones. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan reports just minutes ago that there's an ongoing attack by Israeli settlers on the Christian village of Taiba in the West Bank. Residents are calling for assistance from nearby villages. I-24 News English highlights that right-leaning governments in Latin America are increasingly supportive of Israel. This shift aligns with U.S. policy directions. Eyal Yacobi posted recently, expressing frustration over perceived dishonesty among certain groups. He notes that their supporters continue to believe in misleading narratives. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Gaza. YNET informs us that the Israeli airstrikes targeted immediate threats in northern Gaza. This action aligns with U.S. flexibility given Netanyahu's upcoming election concerns. The strikes could impact regional stability as tensions rise. Turning to the calls from bereaved families, Israel Hayom details that the Valor Forum is pressing the government to fulfill its promises against Hamas. They stress that inaction could embolden adversaries, affecting Israel's security and public confidence. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the Ali Tahar Ridge captures an important military development. This strategic area helps the IDF monitor Hezbollah activities. Control here could deter potential threats from the north, ensuring safer borders for Israel. In a related development, JNS covers the lawsuit by Malki Roth's parents. Their legal action against the Sparrow terrorist aims to hold her accountable globally. This symbolizes a long fight for justice and serves as a warning to other perpetrators. Finally, I-24 News notes Defense Minister Katz's directive to the IDF. By preparing for prolonged security operations, Israel signals its readiness to maintain regional control. This could stabilize borders, but might strain military resources over time. In financial news, first, Kotek reports that Oren Dobronsky, an Israeli Shark Tank star, may face significant U.S. taxes. His bid for Knesset requires him to renounce U.S. citizenship, potentially triggering tax implications. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Strauss has doubled its profits to 224 million shekels in the second quarter. Despite rising raw material costs, strategic adjustments help the company maintain stable prices. And finally, Mariv Business highlights a disparity in bank earnings. One bank reported nearly 3 billion shekels in profit last quarter, vastly outperforming another which earned 583 million shekels. This reflects the varied financial landscape in Israel's banking sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.